I'm hopeful that a life lived well by doing good things for my fellow man will tip the scales in my favor when my life is over. Doesn't that count for something? Well, yes and no in this regard. It counts for something if you're a Christian that you tried to live the good life and so forth, because the Bible says there are rewards, that there are things about our obedience and the way we live. So yeah, there's some wonderful things that come from that. But it in no way merits any of the love of God. That's the thing you got to keep in mind. According to the Bible, the love of God, the acceptance of God, is merited by what Christ did 100%. Not 99, it's 100%. Now, remember the do-done diagram? What happens is when you get over there and it's been done for you by what he's done for us, now we love not in order, we obey not in order that God would love us. We start obeying because God loves us, right? And once you hit that cycle, when you're now loving because he loved me, yeah, there's some great merit. Personally, there's merit to what happens in our own experience. There's joy and things that happen, knowing that you are obeyed the one that you love the most. I mean, if you're married, do you find that if you really love your spouse, that you feel good when you do something good for your spouse, and you don't feel so good when you do something bad for your spouse? Well, sure. If you hate your spouse, just hate them, you do something bad, you feel good because you did something bad, you know, to them. But not if you love them. So that's the whole idea. It's a love relationship, all right?